glorious wealth. Although Gloria was one of the richest women in the country, she didn't flaunt it. It was family money. She had inherited it. She had grown up rich and was used to being careful with the pennies. She wasn't a miser by any means. She lived comfortably, in fact, more than comfortably. Her one regret, at least early in life, was that her wealth prevented her from living a normal life, especially the business of falling in love. Every guy she met, she wondered if he was after her money. And then, oh yes, she fell in love. She never thought it would happen, but it did. Andre was the one. He didn't care about her wealth. He cared about her. But one day, just before the wedding day, maybe a week or two, she overheard him on the phone. "Yeah, the marriage is just for a couple of years, then I should get enough money from the settlement to live a life. It's a bit like having to endure slowly working your way up the employment ladder, except this will be quicker and a lot more profitable." Gloria was devastated. She was wrung out like a rag. Her emotion was overwhelming. She vomited with grief. She didn't have the energy. She couldn't help it, to do anything about it.